El Seducione Tips. I bet you thought this was going to be one of those Spanish subtitle deals, huh? Nope, it isn't. It's me. It's Carlos Zuma from AttractWomen.com, and I'm here with seduction tips for guys. Look, let's face facts. Most single guys out there are looking for one of two things. A woman to have sex with and or a woman to make their girlfriend, right? Well, the first one's kind of obligatory, but you know what? Most guys really do want a girlfriend, a steady, but they also want to have that power, the ability to attract as many women as they can. Oh, they also want to have sex with, you know, basically women and not listen to some seduction tips they can get, right? Well, it's natural, it's normal, and it's the truth. Very few men don't think about the ways that they can seduce a woman once they meet her. We think we can just do this naturally, but unfortunately, it's something that a lot of us, including me, had to learn. But once you've got a woman and you met her and you're going to be intimate, there's a few things you can do to make both yours and her experience about it, you know, satisfying as possible. The more you know about how to make a woman happy in the sack, the happier you will ultimately be. Now, here's some simple rules that will help keep your mojo up and up. If you pay attention to these five tips, your love life will improve and, well, let's hope that she's going to be a happy chick, right? Step number one is take your time. Use touch to tease and please. What do I mean by this? Don't directly stimulate her where she wants it. In other words, when you touch her physically, don't go for the erogenous zones or the direct zones, right? The sexual areas. Wait and have fun with it. You'll see that women do this really well. They tease with their hands quite a bit. The longer she waits and the more anticipation builds, the better it will be. I'm sure you've experienced this yourself. The longer you wait, the richer the reward seems. Number two is don't go for the obvious spots. Some men think grabbing a woman's breasts turns them on. Not really. Initially, it can be a little bit of a turn off. You got to get more creative. What about touching her on the sides of her breasts or underneath them on her chest? Think about that. Think about different places you can touch. Touch areas that are more uncommon during seduction. This includes places that she might put her perfume on. This is why women put them there. How about the inside of her arms, on her forearms, or the back of her knees, or other places that are not the traditional turn-on zones? Number three is to touch her all over. Look, women crave touch, especially in the throes of intimacy. Rub her back, caress her leg, and it will put her way over the top. It brings the focus to her entire body, not just the places you want to get to, and it makes her feel closer to you. Number four is, of course, and use this very sparingly, ask her. Let her show you where she wants to be touched. Let her show you how and where she wants to be turned on. It doesn't show ignorance on your part. It shows that you care enough to get it right. And it really is the key to being what a woman thinks is a great lover. Find out how she likes to be touched and then do it. Ask her if you're getting it right. It will be worth it, and it'll be worth the time to do this, even if it seems a bit awkward at first. Just don't ask like you're, oh, is that good? Is that good for you? Just do it like, hey, you like that? Let her guide your hands. Put her hand on your hand to guide your hands. Number five, make her want more. You can do this, but by not burning out on sex. You don't have to have sexual marathons. Leave a little room and desire for more. This can also mean ending the date early or being the first one to hang up during a phone call. It might even mean not kissing her goodnight on the first date. If you pay attention to these five seduction tips, your love life will improve dramatically, and you're going to stand out from the tons of guys out there who really are oblivious to what it is women really want. I remember a New Zealand girlfriend of mine, this girl from Kiwi, I'd call her my little Kiwi, and she came over one night. It was before she was going on a vacation, and she was totally hot for it. But you know what? I was the one to say, oh, you know what? It's getting kind of late. I got to get into work early tomorrow. Oh, man, I'm going to miss you while you're gone. And let me tell you, when she got back from New Zealand, it was a hot time in the hot house tonight. Hey, this is Carlos Zuma, and I hope you enjoy these little seduction tips. And if you want more of them, just put this in your browser, www.attractwomen.com. Go on over to attractwomen.com. Get yourself on my newsletter. It's the number one way to create the right kind of sex life for you. Okay, it's real simple. I give you free videos, some articles, great resources for you to learn this art the way you need to. www.attractwomen.com. I'll be talking again soon. This is Carlos Zuma. CX out.